The Nice Nice mit Out of Ideas gehört auf Flux FM. Die Band spielt heute Abend im Rahmen des Flux FM Bergfestes hier bei uns in der Pfuhlstraße 5 im Fluxbau. Und die Band hat es zu mir ins Studio geschafft. Wir quatschen ganz kurz nochmal über Future Plans für die erste LP, über EPs, die auf dem Weg dahin schon entstanden sind und vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst sage ich aber nochmal Hello and welcome the Nice Nice.
Hello.
Hey, oh, super motivated gang. Yeah. Ooh, I'm scared of your motivation, guys. It's too much enthusiasm happening here. So how are you doing today? Where are you coming from right now, actually? From downstairs?
We came from downstairs, but before that we came from Munich.
All right, cool, cool, cool. So Munich's still your home base?
Yeah, we all live there.
Okay, nice. Must have been a nice summer in Munich with the
ice
surfing
bath.
Dudes. Yeah. I mean, nice. This is one little spot in Munich where I'm like,
yeah, sure. I probably wouldn't swim in this river.
Yeah, but that's the spot that the Berliners envy a little bit, you know? Everything else, like, Munich.
That's completely understandable.
You guys moved to, you guys went to the Australian mountains to
Austrian.
Austrian mountains.
Yeah. Australian mountains have been a mission.
Just like, not too many of them, right? It's like small,
tiny mountains.
Tiny hills,
no,
maybe.
The Austrian
mountains to record your record. And I think the vibe in that last chorus kind of reminds me of the wide perspective that you have there. Was it a good why was it a good idea to move there to record the album? Why didn't you record it in Munich? What's the reason for that?
Space, no one calling saying let's go have a wine and staying out till 7 in the morning. It made sense. I'd been to this house and visited. It was at the bottom of the mountains. It was a friend of mine's house. And I asked him if I could do music there one day. And then this opportunity came up. So we went there and no distractions.
Cool.
One little Edeka.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was it.
Yeah, it's nice though. And then you could crank up the volume like hell, because there were
we never got any complaints.
Okay,
but we did get a few weird looks.
Yeah,
it's a small town.
It's
like 80 people or something. It's like, and then you're walking through the street, and they're like, "Who are you?
Yeah,
are you here?
If there hadn't been strange looks, something must have been like really wrong with you guys. You know what I'm saying?
I was wearing my Lederhosen.
Yeah, nice though. Australians in Austria. So I think you bonded, Tom and Tim, you bonded over a Chris Rea, over a love for Chris Rea in the very beginning of the band, and you covered Josephine once. We've listened to that song beforehand, and I wanna know how important it is to find your own sound as a band, or how important covers are when it's about time to find your own sound for the band, because I think it's a nice way to find out about the sound that you want to have as a band, to just take those chords and the lyrics, they are there already. The only thing that you have to take care about is the sound of the whole thing.
Right.
The thing is, I've been playing covers and songs for basically housewives, like all my life. I've been playing weddings and a bunch of this shit. So I know my way around chord structures and stuff, but I haven't really been that much into producing. So this is where Tim comes along and shows me stuff and gives me another perspective of things. So this is where we both connected.
So he got you out of the wedding band context, kind of.
Not really. I'm not saying that I don't like it, because that's the only way that music pays, basically. So,
no, it's same with photographers, I guess.
Maybe. it's still there and it's still a part of my life, and I'm not saying I'm not proud of it. Fuck it. But about Chris Rea, I don't know what it's about him, but he just has a vibe. And I think Josephine was the first thing that we did. The first song we ever did was that.
What's happening with Pavas out there?
Yeah,
he's cuddling with plants. Too many hippies here, sorry.
He's hugging Rosemary.
Yeah, just disrupted a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. Chris Rea has a vibe, point.
That's true. Yeah. The thing is, when I read about the fact that Josephine was the first cover that you did, or one of the first songs that you recorded, I reminded myself that this was a song that got played all over the radio when I was a kid. It was like one of my favorite songs of my mom.
It's huge.
Yeah. And just, I have a connection to that song. I'll send you all my love.
Yeah. It's like this song you hear when you're roller skating when you're a child. It's the
only then
when people you we somehow got that connection between your younger kids liking mm-hmm. Josephine and not knowing where it came from, mm-hmm. and then saying to their parents, "Oh, I heard this song, I like it," and they're like, "This is from the '80s,"
and the kids are like, what?
"Yeah, it's not a new band."
Now you've brought your acoustic guitar and some good vibes into the studio, and I want to force you into playing a song live for us. Would that be okay?
Sure.
which song are we going to be listening to?
We're going to play a cover, okay. actually, of an Alessi Brothers song called Seabird.
The 70s.
Late 70s.
Late 70s are happening. Okay. The Nice Nice, live off Lux FM.
There's a road I know I must go. Even though I tell myself this road is closed. Listen, lonely seabird, you've been away from land too long. Oh, too long. I don't listen to the news no more. Like an unwound clock, you just don't seem to care. This world isn't big enough to keep me away from you. Oh, from you. Seabird, fly home. Seabird, fly home. Like a lonely seabird, you've been away from land too long. Oh, too long. And suddenly you're with me. I turn and you're not there. Like a ghost, you haunt me. You found warmth in a one-night bed. Sunsets, full moons don't turn you on. Like an untied dog, you just had to run. Like a lonely seabird, you've been away from land too long. Oh no, too long. Come on, seabird, 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 fly home. Seabird, seabird, fly home. Ooh, my little seabird, 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 fly home.
Stadium applause for the Nice Nice. Charlie with the falsetto thingy. What's happening there? That was great, man. Great falsetto. I'm impressed. Noch eine Minute ist Zeit, um euch darauf hinzuweisen, dass wir heute Abend das Bergfest feiern im Fluxbau. Die Tatsache, dass die Hälfte der Woche geschafft ist, wird von Flux FM gefeiert. Wie jede Woche heute auf der Bühne The Nice Nice und Mario Sonder. Außerdem gibt es noch einen kleinen Special-Gig von Fink um kurz nach 7. Wer vorbeikommen möchte, kein Problem. Die Türen öffnen sich um 18 Uhr. Der Eintritt ist frei. Der Fluxbau befindet sich in der Poolstraße 5. Und wer noch mehr Infos braucht, der geht auf fluxfm.de. The Nice Nice haben schon EPs veröffentlicht. Wir werden noch einige weitere kleine Tonträger veröffentlichen, um am Ende auf einer Langspieltonträgerplatte stattzufinden. Die kommt 2020 raus. Genauere Veröffentlichungsdaten werden wir euch dann quasi hier präsentieren. Vielen Dank erstmal für diesen ersten Eindruck.
Dankeschön.
It was a great pleasure to be working and singing along with you guys. Charlie's falsetto made my day. I'm a fan now. So thank you for visiting. I'll see you later on at Fluxbau. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye. Bye bye.